Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
So much draft talk, and that'll continue throughout the day. And also, we're going to be on the air when the Texans pick, well, not these guys, but Joe, Paul, and I will have a local pro football unofficial selection show for players, because I can't say the NFL or the Texans, apparently. You can listen to that from 6 to 9 here on ESPN 97.5. We'll get you squared away as the Texans make their selections. And if we go by the reports last night, they're trying to get into the first round, so they may be active trying to get higher up in the second if a player on their board is there available. So be there.
Yeah, you got yours tonight. You guys are doing that. We've been promoting the golf tournament at Highland Pines on May 7th. Well, guess what? It's sold out. No more. You can't go. And how about this, Courtney? I go, yeah, Courtney, I got a team. Oh, well, I didn't have you having a team. What? Hey, get my team in there, okay? How about that? It's sold out, and it's May 7th. Everybody's excited about this. So May 7th, we're going to be out at Highland. Dell's going to be there all day long.
Why do you keep selling that like it's going to happen?
This is because it's important that you're there for the people.
At the most, be there from, when I set up, it'll be there early, but probably 6:30 to 12. That'll be it. I'm not going to be there all day.
My team is, we're going to be imbibing, I can tell you.
I'm going to tell you this, John. No one's that interested in the golf you're going to be playing. Just going to tell you.
Uh-huh.
Only you and the three guys you're with. They're the only people who care about that.
You're absolutely right about that. You will be right about it. Well, I guarantee you we won't win it.
You're going to be too drunk
to
win?
But we will crush more Coors Lights than anybody.
Oh, wow. You got to win something.
Yep, we're going to win that. We're going to win the Coors Light Award. We got that. Lexi is our intern. Just gave us thank you card. She put out a nice tweet the other day. She listened to us when she was a kid with her dad in the car, and now she's an intern here, and she's a great person. And what best of luck, University of Houston. Saluki left yesterday. He was done. He's done, too. We have great interns. You see how the interns love us, though? Because, that's just us being great people.
You are being a great person?
Yeah. The interns love me.
How do you think?
Did you see Lexi come in here and say thank you?
Well, that's a more nostalgia play.
No, it's not.
Yeah, sometimes she tweeted about how she listened to you. The meeting, never meet your heroes, Lexi. Trust me. It's not a great.
She never used the H word.
Well, it's clear because she's got a brain in her head. She would never call you a hero.
Right.
She's smart. But, I did see the tweet, but mostly that's all about what she remembers you as a kid. When she meets you in person, it's like, oh, this guy.
Oh, that.
This guy. That's not
what I expected.
She's heard the things you say as an adult.
Well, the interns sometimes hear stuff during breaks that they shouldn't.
I'm not even just the stuff you say on the air. Like, as a child, she probably, oh, a funny guy. But when she said, oh, okay, this all guy's right. problematic.
That's what he's about?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yes, Lexi, and you call him Saluki. I believe we like to call him Brett. We're great this semester, and hopefully we get interns that were just as good as them next time around.
All right, so do you agree with this? Xavier Worthy, with his pick, went from 40-1 to 12-1 as far as Rookie of the Year betting goes. Michael Penix went from 25-1 to 40-1. He should be like not 1,000 to 1. He's not going to be on the field. He can't see the field. Why is he even 40-1? JJ McCarthy went down from 14-10-1. Brock Bowers went from 18-33. Why is Brock Bowers going up to 33-1?
They saw him in regular clothes.
Well, I think that people had seen him before that. That wasn't. I guess maybe Aiden O'Connell is not going to be able to get him the ball.
Yeah, you're going to play with the Raiders. Do you expect to be part of a high-flying offense with Aiden O'Connell?
Yeah, and I saw Brock Bowers' dad's reaction wasn't great. And
someone
like,
said that's the reaction when the rest of the family knows you aren't allowed back in Vegas. That's your reaction when the rest of the family doesn't know whatever the hell happened.
What happened to you in Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, no, crap, Vegas.
No. And plus, don't they have Michael Mayer already? So he's going there as tight end two, if they're even going to use him as a traditional tight end.
Listen, two tight end sets with Aiden O'Connell, I can see it. A lot of two tight end sets. It's not like, listen, he's more not of exactly, H-back, isn't he? He's not a great
blocker. Not a true tight end, so it'll be a question of how they use him. But, I mean,
he's a Jimmy Graham kind of guy, right?
Probably. And I guess if you're the dad and if you're actually reacting to where you're going, Aiden O'Connell's throwing my guy the football.
Yeah, that's true. Ricky Pearsall went up from 66-1 to 50-1 and probably should go lower. Brandon Ayuk, the thought is that they're going to have to trade Brandon Ayuk now, or Debo.
Debo, apparently they were taking calls for both.
For both, yeah.
The Bills, maybe the Bills traded out of the first round where they could have had a Worthy or Xavier Leggett who went to the Panthers because they might be in on one of them or T. Higgins. Then I saw someone tweet out, now they have all day to make a trade as opposed to a couple of hours.
Yeah. Challenge accepted on the Coors Light Award May 7th. There's no chance you beat me, Jason. Zero chance, okay, that you beat me with Coors Lights. So the Texans today, 42-59. Lance, for those of you who weren't here, Lance broke down. Hey, there's going to be a good player there. There's going to be a good player there. I just don't understand the Edgerrin Cooper thing, though. I just don't. When you just picked up Aziz, when you got Christian Harris, when you're mostly in a nickel, I mean, get that nickel cornerback. You need corner bad. Get that cornerback. I know you threw a lot of stuff against the wall, but it's a lot of stuff, and we'll see if something sticks. But I'm not sure that Jeff Okuda or C.J. Henderson or – if there's a reason that those are first rounders that are available that were available off the street is because they haven't been any good. So, I mean, it sure would be nice to get a cornerback that you thought was wow. We really are looking forward to seeing that guy on the field.
Right, and you know, there are guys like Max Melton is a guy who is a really aggressive, great athlete. He would fit D'Amico Ryan's. Mike Sanders steals a. He's a culture. He's one of those culture players. Also, people at Michigan told me that he's a marry your daughter type, but also he'll go, if you need him to go, something jumps off and he's got to protect your daughter. He'll also punch somebody in the face in a good way. They didn't describe it like that, but I am just because I didn't have any sleep. So he's somebody who is aggressive. He's hyper competitive. He's a great athlete. And you're right. He does fit a need for them. I mean, no offense, Desmond King. You look at that contract. Desmond King's not guaranteed anything with that contract. That's not a you're guaranteed to get a starting spot contract. So, yeah, I think nickel corner would make a lot of sense. And I think the Texans are going to draft a corner. They're not done. They're going to draft a defensive lineman today. They're going to draft a cornerback today. I don't know what the next pick is going to be. I gave them Kalen Bullock, who is a really rangy safety from USC. So I gave them in my mock draft, I gave them a cornerback. I gave them a defensive tackle and I gave them a safety. I just stuck with what I considered to be their needs. But honestly, are you going to be surprised if Trader Nick doesn't get happy and jump up back up the board somewhere? I think he's going to with two picks in the first round and a team that really, frankly, is really starting to round out their roster pretty nicely. I think he wants to target his guys. So I think he is going to use draft capital to move up from either 42 or from 59 and go get a player that he really covets.
Yeah.
Or that D'Amico does.
Well, yeah. And yeah, Trader Nick ain't scared. So
no, he's not. Where Bill would move back and collect picks, man, it's like all that time for those 20 years, Nick just sat there saying, that was his origin story. He said, when I become a general manager, I will show the entire league what it looks like to trade about 30,000 picks every draft. And so now his origin story is that he is Trader Nick.
Yeah. Okay, is there any chance it's BB?
Cooper BB? No. The guard?
Yeah.
No.
Well, if you're not sure about Kenyon Green,
better than Cooper
what if
BB?
You're not – you don't like Cooper BB at all?
No, but he's no. I like him fine, but he's a downhill plotter. He doesn't fit his gap. He doesn't fit his own scheme at all. Like, there's no way. I would doubt he's even on their board.
Really?
Yeah, it wouldn't be him. But Roger Rosengarten is a guy to watch. He's a tackle, unfortunately. Yeah. He's a tackle who might be able to play guard. I think he's probably overvalued by the league for where by certain people in the league. They say he's going to go second or third round. He's a tackle out of Washington, really tough guy. I don't know if he can play guard, but they say zone teams are going to really want to get their hands on him. So there is a chance that he could end up being a tackle that San Francisco looks at, or because they need a right tackle. If you're Houston, I would much rather you're drafting a guard than a tackle. So you want to move guard. You want a guy that can really move. I don't know that guard is going to be the second round selection. I think it's probably more third round selection in this draft. Hmm.
I liked watching BB.
He'll kick your ass. Now he's a tough guy.
He's a tough dude.
I don't think he can move well enough for the Texans.
All right. So, but I don't know that guard's out of play. And I know that they're talking, Kenyon Green's going to get the shot and everything, but I wouldn't be disappointed if there was a guard taken.
Well,
there.
You know who they like too is Kendrick Green. They thought Kendrick Green looked good in his limited time there, and he's an extremely athletic center guard. I mean, really athletic, but he's not the biggest guy or the strongest guy. So, there is a thought that they could just say, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have Kenyon Green and Kendrick Green and whoever else we end up with, we'll have them all compete for the left guard spot.
And
that's probably what happens.
We had Patrick Paul on. Does he get drafted today?
Yeah, I've got him in the second round going pretty early to the Raiders, actually. Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't shock me if he got drafted at the back end to Andy Reid and the Chiefs at the very last pick of the second round. I think he goes in the second round.
33rd team has him going to Baltimore with the 62nd pick.
That would make sense, too. They need right tackle. Yeah.
They've lost.
He should go second round.
What are the Bills doing? What are the Bills doing?
Bills are just being patient. So Bills don't. Brandon Bean doesn't. He doesn't panic. I think Brandon Bean will draft. So I'm thinking, okay, he'll draft either A.D. Mitchell here or Ladd McConkey. Ladd can go out there and get open right away. A.D. Mitchell's the more long-term play.
Not Coleman?
But then I had someone tell me Coleman.
Yeah.
Who? Oh, Keon Coleman?
Yeah.
Nah, that feels too early for Keon Coleman. They already had. No, because Coleman doesn't run all that great. I think that's a little early for Coleman. But I was told keep an eye on Cooper DeJean because he can play corner or safety. A lot of people think he's going to be a really good safety like Harrison Smith. Imagine that. But they
lost Jordan Poyer.
Well, they lost both their safeties.
Yeah.
So they got Taylor Rapp, and they've got the guy from the guy who came over from Tampa, the other safety they had over there. Not Mike Jackson, but I'll remember his name here in just a second. But so the thought is they could get a guy who could either be a corner or safety. They happen to have needs at both positions. So we could be looking at corner in that spot, or we could be looking at wide receiver. But man, if they don't draft wide receiver, John, they don't have outside receivers. They got Curtis Samuel and they got Justin Shorter. Yeah. Justin Shorter is not ready to be an NFL starter.
All right, I shouldn't have started that conversation because we're behind here. Let's take a break. And if you've got a question for Lance, 713-780-3776. Right now, John Daspit is the question.
Yeah, John Daspit. Well, he's the answer. And if your question is, what are we going to do? We just got hit by an 18-wheeler, me and the entire family. And there were injuries. Car was smashed. We've got injuries in the car. Like, what are we going to do? I've got hospital bills for multiple people. And I'm just giving you a scenario that actually happened with John Daspit last month. And the thing was, you had multiple injuries. You had to deal with the husband and wife, who are both workers, both, there's a two-income family. They both were unable to work, so they had hospital bills. They have to be taken care of. The family needs to be taken care of in terms of, pain and suffering, obviously. They need to be taken care of with the time missed from work. There's a lot that goes into it, not to mention the physical therapy that one of the people for sure is going to have. So listen. What are you going to do? Well, John Daspit is going to be the one who steps in and helps you. And once you get your settlement, you are going to be very very glad you called John Dasper, because he is not going to let insurance companies take advantage of you. He's going to make sure that their client ends up paying for what they did, for their negligence, because it is going to take a family, two incomes out of the family for, you know, an undetermined amount of time. So you've got to have somebody who can step in and help you in that regard, and that's John Dasper. He's got 10 offices around the state of Texas, and he's always looking to make sure that people are protected and that he passionately pursues justice for the injured. And that's what he does, and he is exceptional at it. Phenomenal win percentage, and he is going to get you a big win when you've been hurt. It's 713-CALL-NOW. That's the phone number, 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DasperLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
A21, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. NFL draft last night. Holy cow. The big story coming out of there was the Michael Penix to the Falcons. That just, I dumbfounded, just dumbfounded. And so are a lot of other people today wondering, what in the heck are you guys? I know you, their explanation was, yeah, we're looking for, you know, to win now, but we're also looking toward the future. I don't know. Having a guy that's going to be sitting for 3 years, I don't know that. I think you may be looking too far into the future. I know it worked for the Packers. Worked a couple of times for the Packers, but
Where did the Packers draft, John? In both of those instances, they drafted in the, I think, the 20s. Like, this is the eighth pick.
Yeah. Just doesn't.
And it's on the heels. It's on the heels of you just signing the other quarterback.
Right. Right. Just crazy. Crazy. Mark has a question for you, Lance. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Steelers fan here. I'm very happy with Patanu, that pick last night. Lance, I believe you had him at 13 on your mock going to the Raiders. So going at 20 seems like it's good value. And I know the Steelers have been trying to find a right tackle for some time now between him and Broderick Jones. I think that's a great pair. And I just want to get your feedback on you know, how you think that goes with that pick and what you think they'll do today and tomorrow. I believe they'll get a center probably in the third round. That's what I've been reading, and I want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so the Steelers were ecstatic to have him on the board. I know that for a fact. Did not expect Fatanu to be on the board. So for them to get the Washington left tackle, they've got to be just
who is
thrilled.
A huge Steeler fan, by the way. Did you hear that? He grew up. His dad was a huge Steeler. Yeah, that's why it's his boyhood team. So he was why he was crying uncontrollably that he went to the Steelers.
Wow. Yeah. That's great for him. I've never seen anyone cry to go to the Texans. Probably in their hearts. Sometime they had cried.
They will
like
now.
When they had been drafted, they probably started to cry.
David Carr, I think he cried. David Carr cried because he was going to get killed.
Well, that's a really good pick for the Steelers. He's tough. Like, he's old school Steelers. He's very tough. He's very physical. He's mean. He's just mean as piss, honestly. And when he's on the field, and he can play left tackle, he can play right tackle, he can play guard. So I don't know what the Steelers are going to do with them, but they got a big, strong guy who can knock people around. I think it was a really good pick. And I think Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin are very lucky to have him at pick number 20. I think the Steelers will. I've already run through all my mock drafts. I'm trying to think about what I had him doing. I know I had him getting a center with the last pick of the first round. I have him adding Keon Coleman, the wide receiver, as well. So I've got them adding wide receiver. I've got them adding a center. And I want to say they have one more pick. Maybe I put a corner in there for him. But I think, that was one. When he fell, I thought that was one of the most fortuitous picks in the entire draft, was getting that player at that spot for a team that really needs him, for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
what if I told you J.J. McCarthy was going to be the rookie of the year?
You know what? I could totally see it, and I'll tell you why. Because you got a chance to start right away because Sam Darnold's there. Kevin O'Connell, you've got a great wide receiver that you're throwing to already.
Yeah.
You've got a very savvy offensive mind in Kevin O'Connell. And, you know, you're not going to ask him to do too much, but he might be able to do more than you think. People, you know, all of us look at him as kind of a game manager because that's all he's been asked to do. What if he can do more than that? So, yeah, I think that that's a – yeah, it wouldn't shock me if you told me he was going to be the best quarterback, have the best rookie season of all the quarterbacks. Listen, at number one, Caleb, I mean, I like Caleb's chances, but that's a pretty decent division right now. Then you look at number two. I don't think it's going to probably go great in year one for Jaden Daniels. And then number three, Drake May, I just don't think he's ready. And New England's in rebuild. So, yeah, the best spot was Kevin O'Connell. Kevin O'Connell drafting J.J. McCarthy. J.J. McCarthy is so lucky that he fell to four and didn't have to go to the Giants. Fell to 11 or 10 because they flipped up. But he doesn't have to go to those other spots that are in kind of in rebuild mode. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the Bears have been a great spot, but you weren't going to go to the Bears.
We'll find out how Caleb Williams – listen, in December in Chicago, even if Caleb Williams has the lead for – we'll find out if he can play in the cold because it's going to be cold.
Did you see what they're building?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see what Chicago's building?
Yeah, but that's going to be a while.
I know, but it's cool. For those who hadn't seen it, it's going to be an indoor stadium, but it's like a SoFi thing where they're building – they call it a campus – and they're going to have all kinds of stuff there in the museum district where they are. Or I think it's not called museum district, but should be a really cool indoor venue that they're going to have there.
Yeah, that'll certainly help. Now, it takes away an advantage that the Bears had for years, but that Caleb Williams won't have that this year. So he's going to have to deal with the cold.
What advantage did they have?
Oh, man, but back in the day, the Bears...
Yeah, mean when they were actually a good football team.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You know, in the 80s.
Right. In the 80s. So, in 85.
Do you think the advantage was that they're a great football team?
Or that it
was cold?
The cold helped.
Sure it did, but it hasn't helped in the last decade.
Two?
I mean, they did make a Super Bowl.
They did.
Caleb
Williams Grossman did come from Southern California.
If you've got Rex Grossman, you're going to make a Super Bowl, okay? That's all there is to it.
I mean, Caleb came from Southern California. You know who else is going to hate the cold? Him, your quarterback.
Yeah, he's from Maryland, actually, right?
Oh, is he originally from Maryland?
That's where he grew up, Maryland area.
That's not cold there. Not like Chicago. Is there any chance?
Can I tell you just briefly, Steve Smith, you know, who I told Steve, we talk about it on the air, how it goes like this in the fear rankings, Willie McGinnis, Steve Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone knows that's how you have to. And he just thinks that's hilarious. He was laughing. But we were in the locker room and we were talking about, and somebody said, what do you have to do tonight? I'm like, oh man, I've got to do, I do the every pick in the draft. Then afterwards I have to do, a second and third round mock that usually takes me about 2.5 to 3 hours. Then after about 3.5 hours, I got to wake up and do a radio show. He goes, oh man, it sounds like you've got employment problems. And I said, yeah, no, I'm lucky. He goes, man, that's tough when your biggest problems are that you're employed. I'm like, I know, Steve, I got you. I'm blessed. Prayer hands, all that thing. So as soon as Steve said that, I just said, yeah. I'm done with this.
Yeah, line. Sounds like you got a lot of employment
problems. Hey, you got some employment problems. Yeah, okay, Steve.
Time to talk about GiveMeTheVIN.com. If you're having employment problems right now and you need to get rid of your car, get the most for it, okay? Get the most for your vehicle, and that's what you do at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's what John Clay Wolf does every day. All right. Somebody was disputing with him about, hey, send me my $100. He's like, no, how about you got to give me and let me counter that offer? Okay. I didn't see that. You never sent me that CarMax offer because I would have countered and I would have beat you. I would have beat CarMax. CarMax does not win against John Clay Wolf. They just don't. Okay. So John Clay Wolf's going to give you more for your vehicle. It's what John Clay Wolf do every day, every single day. John Clay Wolf gives you more for your vehicle, sells it at auction, just doesn't make as much money, but he does such volume that dude is just killing it. I mean, we're talking about billions. We're talking about moving billions of dollars worth of cars. That's crazy. That's crazy how much that is. So, but that's what's happening. I mean, John Clay Wolf, and he loves really, really nice cars. If you've got a, especially an old car, a collector, I mean, he'll buy it and keep it himself. That's what John Clay Wolf will do, and he'll give you more. So if you're looking to sell your car, there's a place that, I mean, you might go other places, but there's one place that you have to go. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Appetite.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
I don't know. The ESPN right now is looking at the Bills failing Josh Allen because they traded out. I don't know, Lance. Some cases, are you sure that you want that fifth-year option? Like, Carolina moved up, so they've got that fifth-year option with Leggett.
Well, you don't have to exercise it.
You don't have to exercise it, but
so,
it's also
so
telling
twice this
if you
happened.
Don't.
So there's two things that happened. The Jets basically just bullied the Minnesota Vikings into flip-flopping 11 and 10. And the Jets just basically said, uh-oh, Minnesota, we're getting calls from Denver and calls, you know, from Las Vegas, and well, I don't want to tell you what they're saying, but you might want to get up here. And Minnesota could have called their bluff, but instead they said, all right, here's your stupid little fifth round pick, losers, and we'll move up from 11 to 10. And Joe Douglas got an extra pick for them to just get up there and make sure they had their guy. I think the same thing happened. Buffalo's like, I don't know, we need wide receiver. Ooh, what do you think, Carolina? Should we just take our pick here, or do you want to have the first shot? It's either we're going to take wide receiver.
And so we're either going to take Carolina might have wanted that fifth-year option too.
And he could have, and they could have. Right. But Carolina also, I think they just make – well, it does two things, John. It gives you a fifth-year option, and you say, okay, we'll give you some late pick, but we're locking in on our guy.
Yeah, yes. And they might love Leggett. I mean, but
there's
three
teams
or
who
four,
love Leggett.
There's three or four guys that could have gone there instead of – Leggett. I mean, Keon Coleman could have gone there. Roman Wilson could have gone there. I mean, it depends on your taste, right?
It does, but
Ladd McConkey could have gone there.
Ladd McConkey could, but Ladd McConkey is not a ball winning, like a physical size. There was really only two guys with kind of the size profile that it was Leggett and A.D. Mitchell were the two that really were left. And so teams really like Leggett. Like, so I think Carolina knew they were going to take him. Apparently their head coach already told the player, and then it leaked out, and he goes, I told all the prospects we were taking him. I'm like, okay, sure. But so he just made sure he got his guy because they want a big ball winner, a physical Anquan Boldin type, only faster, for Bryce Young. And that's good. You know, you need to look out for Bryce Young. Bryce Young had no help. Adam Thielen was his best wide receiver. And he had an offensive line that couldn't protect him. So if you're going to invest in your quarterback with the first pick, man, the next set of investments needs to be the weapons and the protection to help him.
Absolutely.
By the way, can you find for people who don't know Leggett, Xavier Leggett, Dale, can you find his country where he's country is corn?
Yeah.
So people can hear what he says. A lot of people thought this was like, is it doctored? Was it AI? Is he just goofing on people?
He's country.
No, he's just country.
He's country. He's South Carolina country.
Yeah, that's low country.
Yeah. Chris wants to get in here and talk about the NFL draft. Hey, Chris.
Hey, so I wanted to ask Lance, do you think Daryl Morey was sitting at home applauding the Atlanta Falcons? Because if I recall, with Daryl's draft for the NFL, it's quarterback, 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 quarterback when he does his fantasy draft. And then, I mean, I think he might have Atlanta mocking a second-round quarterback. Wasn't sure your thoughts on that. Second, any sticky substances you need to tell us about your hotel room floor? And then third, for the Tennessee Titans surprise to beat Joe Alt, and I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Okay, let me just do this. First, it is ironic that Kirk Cousins, in the very year that he's going to join a team, they add another quarterback, since he was the second quarterback the year that RG3 was drafted. And he was that guy who was like, hey, wait a minute. RG3 had to say, hey, you just drafted me. Why are you getting Kirk Cousins? But that was a few rounds back. Now it happens to Kirk Cousins. Daryl Morey, for those who don't know the story, he was in our fantasy league 1 year. And when he was in there, he tried to hoard running backs. He did a running back hoard because he thought he was going to bully everyone around and leverage him into giving him everything he wanted. But we had all been in the league for a, you know, quite a few years, and so no one bought into his shenanigans, and we wouldn't trade with him. So he was stuck with like six running backs. So, and every week on the waiver wire, it was exactly like you would think it was with Daryl Morey. It was a bloodletting. Like there would be six and seven moves every single week on the waiver wire. It was unbelievable.
The first year I joined the league, well, I came back to the league, I drafted four quarterbacks. And I forgot.
Was that accidentally, or were you hoarding?
No, I was hoarding quarterbacks.
You weren't drunk?
But no, I might have been. But
well, you were drunk, but that didn't matter.
But that didn't matter. I was hoarding quarterbacks, and then I didn't realize that there was only 15 people you could draft, and I'm like, hey, I don't have enough running backs or wide receivers here. What did you guys do here? And they were like, well, why'd you draft six quarterbacks, dumbass?
By the way, there's no sticky stuff. I haven't brought honey up to the room and accidentally dropped it on the floor. The floor is just fine. There's nothing sticky.
Well, we think you were rolling around in your chicken wings, though, and maybe...
Not we, you.
Oh, well, no, we were talking about it.
I don't think that's what happened.
But me and you were talking about it.
Well, you brought it up, and I don't think...
When said he had heartburn, I figured you were eating him in your bed, too. And you were rolling around in buffalo sauce all night.
And I don't think he was rolling around in buffalo sauce.
I did not get great sleep, but I'm okay now. I got some coffee, so I'm fine. I'm fine. I was just hoping that this guy next to me would catch a fade on radio, because if he pulled this crap again, and I'm assuming it's a guy, because only guys walk over. Of course, he also wasn't there at the door when I got there. I looked through there to see if there was anyone holding a gun, and there was nobody there. So whoever it was that banged on my door, if it was my door, they could have banged on someone.
Might have been a ring and run situation.
Yeah, I mean, it may have been, but they made me end up doing a radio show down at a
ditch. Is that what it is?
Ding Dong Ditch is what they call it. Yeah,
right. Yeah.
That's another one. It could have been.
Well, see,
it could have been, but
for those
here I am
of you
doing a show
here,
and no one's saying anything to me now.
For those of you that weren't here in the first segment of the show, somebody was really rapping hard on rapping Dad's door over there, and he had to move.
Because I was
to the
doing
hallway.
A radio show at 5:07 when I did it.
Right. Right.
And that's fine, like if I were being loud, but I wasn't being loud.
You were being loud.
Let's not allow Lance's being indignant to kind of overshadow the real story. He lets a man run him out of his own room. I mean, Ding Dong Ditch, more like.
Well, I didn't listen. I did that because I didn't want to disrupt the show anymore, because the show had already been disrupted. I accidentally cussed.
You did.
It happened.
Yeah, Ding Dong Ditch. It's more like Ding Dong.
Whoa.
That man punked you out of your own room.
He didn't punk me out of my room. I went outside.
This man got punked out of his own room.
I waited for somebody
John,
to come outside.
Did you go to the B word?
Stephen A. Smith did. Let's break this down. It's 5:15 in the morning in L.A., and he got punked out of his own room by some guy knocking on his door.
Hold on a second. That's not how this went. When I went out there, I opened the door and shut it loud, and I stood there waiting to see if somebody would come out. Nobody came out. So I went downstairs because I'm a pro, and I wanted the show to go on.
But who won?
Yeah, that person won.
Yeah, he won.
Yeah, he won. Got you kicked out of your room.
There was like Penn State freshman girl. It could have been a freshman girl from Penn State.
Why?
Well, she came over and banged on my door, and I didn't know because no one was at the door. No one was at the door. Whoever
Why
banged
would
on
a
my
Penn
door,
State freshman bang on your door?
Maybe they thought it was too loud. Maybe they thought me talking about Penix was too loud.
Ding dong.
Bitch!
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a separate – you used a separate one.
Yeah, I've got multiple.
Oh, congratulations. That's cool, Dale.
Look who's offended now.
Did you hear Brian Thomas? I sent it to you on text, Dale. You can absolutely play it if you want to just send it to your email. But Brian Thomas's family, I'm catching up on a lot of stuff I couldn't hear when I was on my own broadcast. You can watch it on the NFL.com, their TV channel. It's on the NFL app. You can watch me in for the second and third round and then tomorrow. So if you guys want to see me talk about Texans, I'll be on there doing that. I'll probably throw up an H at some point.
You're going to throw up an H?
Yeah, I'll probably do that. So it wouldn't be the first H I threw up on TV and NFL Network. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
But
are you going to wear your Cowboys hat again?
No, I didn't have a Cowboys hat. Somebody gave it to me. I put it on. It wasn't the right size, and I regret it forever because someone screen captured it.
As well they should have. It was embarrassing. You embarrassed the entire city.
So Brian Thomas's Del, check your – I texted it to you. Brian Thomas's mom and dad were – at the and just let John know when you've got it. It's a quick hit. It's just a quick hit audio, and it's right off the TV. But Brian Thomas's dad and his mom were at the draft, and obviously they're, you know, over the moon. Their son had just been drafted, and they were being interviewed by whoever was doing the interviews. It might have been NFL Network, maybe it was Stacey Dales. I'm not sure. I didn't see who was doing the interviewing, but it may have been Stacey Dales, I think. And they were being interviewed about, you know, how happy they were and what this meant and all that stuff. And so it's just a quick hit audio, but it's actually pretty funny. So when Dell gets it, when Dell gets to that,
got it.
You got it. Okay. Listen to this. So here it is. It's Stacey Dales interviewing Brian Thomas Sr. and Brian Thomas Jr.'s mom. I want you to listen. It's at the very end of the clip. So you got to listen closely or you'll miss the joke here.
It's awesome. That's all I can say. It's awesome. It's an awesome feeling.
Sandra, how far has this family come?
We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Concise and to the point. How far has this family come? We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Stacey Dales, you ain't getting no Tom Rinaldi special out of me.
That's what she tried.
I'm not going to give you some sob story.
Do you remember Mind the Terry and Arnold? Did you see the Terry and Arnold stuff that went viral from the Stacey Dales got from Terry and Arnold? Where I want you to look into that camera and talk to your mom right now. Tell her what she means to you. And she hit it out of the park. Stacey just – and Terry and Arnold had this unbelievable speech that he gave. Mom, I just want you to know that everything you did, all the sacrifices. And she's like, all right, I'm going for it again. I'm doing it again. I'm gonna heat check this. How far has this family come? Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Bang.
You ain't going to play me.
Yeah, no. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay, thanks.
She was
matter of fact about it, too.
Yeah, like,
we came from Baton Rouge,
what
Louisiana.
What story do you want from me right now?
Yeah, right.
How far have you come from? You know where Baton Rouge is? If you go to Bro Bridge. So we came actually from Bro Bridge, and then we got family in Houma that also came with us.
She just went through her ways and how they got there.
It was a 15-hour drive.
Yeah.
Where's the draft? It was Detroit. How far has this family come? We actually came a total of 762 miles on ways.
Or maybe just saying
– be more than – actually, be a lot more than
Or maybe
that,
just saying you're from Baton Rouge is enough to tell you.
Love Brian Thomas's mom.
Maybe Baton Rouge.
From Baton Rouge.
You
what
say
else?
I'm from Baton Rouge. That might just tell you, hey, it ain't easy in Baton Rouge.
Yeah. No. All the way up here to Detroit?
Yeah.
You think that was easy?
Not many miles. Not many miles to the gallon.
That's a lot better than, oh, well, we were down, but now Brian has picked us up and everything. No.
No.
We came from Baton Rouge, okay?
We came from Baton Rouge. That's what long. Else do you need to know?
And I think some people in Baton Rouge might say, yeah, that says it all.
Yeah.
Getting out of Baton
Rouge. From Baton Rouge.
Yep.
How far did – talk about how far you've come. It was like – I think it was 1,115 miles.
I mean, the plane ride wasn't bad.
Yeah, we didn't drive.
I mean,
Tom Rinaldi is rolling over in his grave over there.
He's not dead.
He's alive.
Well, you know, he's rolling over on his bed then.
And yeah.
Is he rolling around in buffalo sauce too?
He might be.
He's not.
Jackie wants to know when you're going back upstairs to confront
the alpha male. I'm here.
Okay.
I've been here. I'm in this room doing a show with full throated voice.
Okay.
So if somebody has any issues now, then we're going to have to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, all I know.
I gave you a chance to sleep. I did even though I was not in a good mood about it, I said, okay. If it's loud, I'll give you a chance to sleep because I'm a decent human person.
You can try to finesse your way around the real fact. Yeah.
No chance.
Not the real fact.
No, the real fact is he ran you out your
he
room.
He did run you out. Or
running me out my room.
Or Jason wants to know if it was Colleen Wolf knocking on the door just saying, you up?
Don't even joke about that because Dell, does he know what happened on the show?
I heard Gilbert on the show.
I was off. I was done with my show. I'm trying to focus on the biggest night that this country even has, which is first night of the draft. And
it's the biggest night of the country? Okay.
It's the country's biggest night. Okay. It's where the country gathers to all come together around TVs and watch the draft.
Or the NBA
watch
playoffs.
Watch these young men in sunglasses because every prospect had sunglasses on. That had to have been a deal where – that had to have been a financial deal. Had to have been. There's no way everyone – every single player was wearing these sunglasses for every pick. There's just no way.
I know. What's with the sunglasses
now?
Because
one guy went and dapped up like Malik Nabers and then took his sunglasses off. But he dapped them up while he was on camera. Yeah. So I think it's a financial.
Yeah, which, what they should have done is gone to Zadok for some jewelry.
Yeah, what they should. Oh, they will be.
That's what
trust me. Let's see. Who's the second pick going to be? Whoever the second pick is going to be, I need to get with them. Hopefully we fly on a plane. Ride together and I sit next to him so I can tell him about Zadok Jewelers. You can go to 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. If you are looking for a diamond engagement ring, Zadok Jewelers cannot be touched. Their selection is incredible. The designs, the rings, the diamonds themselves. If you're looking for a tennis bracelet, a watch, if you want to have something custom made with your jersey number on it, and maybe the area code that you came from, Zadok can do that. Their custom jewelers can do anything for you, from wide receivers to offensive linemen to women who are getting engaged to men. If you want your engagement ring, men, they've got some really amazing platinum rings that I think you're going to love a lot. And, of course, luxury timepieces that truly stand out. They're boutique location for many of the top brands. And so what happens is they get exclusive timepieces that no one else in the state gets. Nobody. People come from around the state to get their watches at Zadok. ZADOK.com. They've been on Post Oak for 45 years, I think over 40 years for sure. And there are 28,000 square feet ready for you right now. 1801 Post Oak Boulevard at Zadok Jewelers.
ESPN. 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. We just got just over an hour left here with Lance, who has been, apparently he crawled back into his room and is there now cowering, hoping that no one shows up at the door again.
This is such bull crap.
I mean, honestly, it was a little embarrassing, but we're all
no, it wasn't. Look, do you hear anyone? Who's a hoe ass that wants to come over to the room and knock on the door now? See?
Oh, now we're brave. He was like, somebody's knocking on the door.
He was whispering.
And he whispers, and then he goes, and he looks through the peephole. Nobody's out there, and he makes an escape.
Awake.
Goes down to the lobby, does the show from there.
This
and then,
new narrative
hey,
you guys are developing.
And saw a big guy leave, right? Pack up and leave. Who thinks what hoe ass wants to come after me now? Okay.
This new narrative Dale developed is
it's
so
not
lame.
A new narrative. It's what happened. You were whispering.
Not what
you
happened.
Vacated your room.
Yeah.
And then you
because
came
if
back.
I was interrupting somebody's sleep at 5 a.m. I was trying
you were
to
talking
show...
in your room. You're allowed to talk in your room at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
You weren't yelling.
Well, I didn't think I was
he's
talking
at the
loud.
Tweety Motel, apparently.
No.
Paper thin
that.
Walls.
I
right?
know. Like, I can't hear anyone else's stuff.
Well, because
Lord,
maybe,
Lord knows what they've
maybe
heard
you're loud talking people.
He wasn't. That's the point. He was in the right. He
I wasn't even
you can
loud
have
talking.
A conversation in your own room. He wasn't loud. He just let that man bully him out of his room. You're
we
like,
don't know
well,
that it was a man. It could have been a woman.
You're Tyreek Hill, and he's L'Jarius Sneed.
Oh, bully mode, and that's your guy.
That is you. You did get bullied.
By the way,
you know who isn't bullying Tyreek? You know who isn't bullying Tyreek Hill? The Catholic Church. He goes. The contraceptive companies. That's who isn't bullying Tyreek
wow,
Hill.
What are we doing now?
We're allegedly at 10 children.
What?
10, not this summer, but 10 overall.
Wow.
Tyreek kills up to 10 children that quietly? More than Nick Cannon, more than Antonio Cromartie?
Cromartie was a dozen, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was more than that, but more than 10.
We're not done if we're Tyreek.
But Tyreek allegedly is on four this offseason.
What did you think about
Wait, four in one off?
Wow.
The women are coming forward, apparently.
Let's see how many. Okay, let's wait till we get the you are the father. Let's see what Maury says about all this first.
Well, Maury Povich, you said Daryl Morey.
Not Daryl Morey, yeah, Maury Povich, because you're saying four have come forward, so let's let the tests happen first, Dell. He may only be on eight.
Okay, yeah. Let's not be reckless in our speculation.
Yes. Yeah, let's wait, because this could be eight or only nine. But does he think he's playing football forever? Does he think this money is going to last for all of eternity?
Yeah, he's making nice money. I mean, he's going to keep getting paid.
He's going to keep asking for contract extensions.
I was surprised the Dolphins took Chop, weren't you?
A little bit. Dell, were you? Because I'd put him in the mock draft there one time because they've got Bradley Chubb. What's the status of Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb? Both of their pass rushers were out for the year last year. So it actually did make some sense to put Chubb Robinson there. I wasn't sure what other position. I wasn't sure what they would do, and all the pass rushers are gone. So, I mean, I had Chop going there in one of my mocks, but did you like that, Dell, or did you even turn over? Did you just keep watching playoffs and just checking on your little app on your phone?
Yeah, I kept watching the NBA, and, you know, I kept aware of what was going on. Yeah, Chubb and Phillips were hurt very late in the year. Their status for the start of the season is up in the air. They signed Shaq Bennett in the offseason as a stopgap on a one-year deal. And the Chop Robinson thing, if we're trying to compare him to maybe a former Dolphin, you go, is he's a Cam Wake-ish in his ability to bend the edge and be explosive off the edge. And now Cam was a guy who went to CFL and then became a star in the league. I don't mind it. He has a couple the speed and the bend, the explosiveness are his traits. From what I could tell, people say he needs polish, but he can be a guy who maybe replaces Van Ginkle because he was their third to fourth rusher behind Chubb and Phillips. You got to remember, those two will be back, and you want this. So he will have time to ramp up to be one of those guys you lean on going forward. So I didn't mind it. They need a pass rush. And apparently they were never going to take an offensive lineman in the first round. That's the report that's coming out. So people thought that might have been the case, but they're all in on defense. And he just happened to be maybe the last pass rusher who could have been taken there.
Yeah, they passed on Graham Barton. They didn't draft Graham Barton, who they could have because that's a need. So it's not that he didn't have polish. He doesn't know how to rush the passer. He just is fast and can bend, and we'll do a little hand slap.
You liked him, though.
No, I like his potential. I've got a very high he's another boom-bust type guy because Chop Robinson doesn't know how to rush a passer, but what he does, few people I've ever seen play football can do. Like, when you talk about bend, he bends even more than around the corner than Von Miller, and that was pretty freaky stuff Von used to do. This guy, Chop Robinson, can go so low that – It's if you're a 6'7" tackle, I don't know how you're going to get your hands on him. It's going to be hard. He just doesn't know how to rush the passer. He has no rush instincts. It doesn't really have moves. He just takes off with unbelievable explosiveness and just beats people around the corner. But he only had, I think, 4.5 sacks this year. He doesn't have a lot of production, and they substituted him in and out like he wasn't a full-time player. So he's truly a developmental prospect with elite athletic traits.
Yeah, you look at the pressure rates, they're high. So if you're siding with the Dolphins, you'll say, well, you look at he caused havoc, he just didn't finish plays, and that was some of the discussion around the draft. So they leaned into what Lance is talking about. They go, he's explosive. Sure, there are things to work on, but you can't teach what he has, and that's what they're looking for.
Well, and think about this. Bradley Chubb is one of the more well-versed pass rushers, too. So it's, you know, you never know. You can't just assume that veterans are going to help younger players. But if Bradley Chubb is cool at all, he'll work on showing, hey, this is a good move I like using with my hands. If you do this, then you can set up this move. Like, all you need is one good mentor, and it can really help a guy take off as a pass rusher. So we'll see if he's got a good mentor on the team.
All right, we don't have time to get Dilly. We're going to wait. We've got to get you in on the other side.
My daughter's so mad at Dell right now. She said he's number three, and my wife goes, ahead of John, behind John? because she heard you say the B word twice. When
I
she
never
was listening.
Said
she
it, by the way. I didn't
you
say
put
the word
B
at all.
Word on the radio.
Wait a minute. Where? Why am I?
Well, you don't
Maddie,
know this.
What do I do?
I was clearly ahead of you.
¿Qué pasó?
She doesn't like that.
Mi hija, ¿por qué?
I guess it's just an understood thing that you're always third.
Well, you're generally always third. I have to do things to jump behind you in the list. And I didn't do anything. I just played sound.
My daughter heard you play the B word on the radio.
You did play the B word twice.
Well,
twice.
I didn't say anything.
You're a bad person, though.
Well, you are consistently her worst person.
No.
I have to do things.
You're third now.
Today.
You're third.
No, John, you're pretty static.
Told you, John.
She pretty much stays there. My wife goes, I'm on the phone with her during a break, and my daughter said, tell Dell he's definitely third. And my wife goes, behind John? Like, she can't believe that. I guess Monty
I
must
moved
say
up the power rankings.
Yeah, I don't
just
think
wait,
he
Monty.
Up. Just
okay, one win over Colorado, and I'm going to move up the power rankings.
Monty, just wait. This is a John's Deion beat TCU moment. Just wait, Monty.
All state siding
you
and windows.
Not?
Well, that's what we're talking about now, Monty. All state siding and windows.
All state windows and siding is what I like to say. AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. Four different generations have run the company. It's a family-owned company. It's their family who runs it. They take great pride in not just the craftsmanship, but they just take pride in the name. It means something when they get together as a family. I mean, it's who they are. It's what they are. And they're going to make sure that customer service is beyond reproach when it comes to taking glass out. There's never any glass breakage on the window removal. They've got a very special process where they heat the glue and they're able to take the windows out. They explained it to me. So you're never going to have a messy workspace at all. They get the windows installed quickly for you, so you don't have to have that downtime and not having the windows. Remember, these are windows made in Texas. So they're made specifically with our weather in mind, which is a lot different than the cheap windows that are made in China. And so these windows are made specifically for the weather we deal with. They're going to beautify your home. They're going to be built to last. They're going to lower energy bills. The energy efficiency can improve by up to 40% according to studies that have been done. So if you're looking to beautify your home, lower your energy bills, reduce the amount of noise that comes in from outside, and just reduce the amount of dust that can get into your house and the AC seepage, then my friends at Allstate Windows and Siding want you to call them. Tell them you heard about it from Lance on the radio, and they're going to give you a big discount. Same thing goes for complete siding jobs as well, but you must mention that you heard it on the show. It's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
ESPN 97.5.